Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. Absolutely live, twice as ugly. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And let's go. Let's start off. We're going to talk with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. There's the basics we want to cover, but I really want your opinion. You and I have trained together enough. There was a mass shooting yesterday. It was stopped by a 22-year-old, and lots of people are all, oh, that's impossible. First, that never happens. Then, how could that happen? And I'm going, what do you mean? I'm thinking, of course that happened. Let's talk about what you and I take for granted, that our neighbors who aren't gun owners, or maybe they own one but don't carry every day, that they're missing.
Well, I mean, this reminds me of Nick Melly, Clackamas Mall.
Exactly, yes.
Nearly the same thing happened.
Yep. But we'll get, first, it's Monday, I have to go there. Gun Control Chicago had 18 people shot over the weekend. That's a remarkably low number. The sad news is that an additional 7 people were shot and murdered. That brings the total to 1,477 wounded and 333 shot and killed by the drug gangs that run Chicago so far this year.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's... I wish there was something to be done about that, but here's the thing about this. While all of us sit around and moan and complain about the lack of freedom in these areas, the officials they got, that's who they voted for.
Amen.
I hate to put it that way, and you get, sometimes you get the government that you deserve. And nobody, innocent people do not deserve to be killed. They do not deserve, and whole classes of people and, whole races of people, they do not deserve to be killed. But when was the last time they tried anything different in a place like Chicago? Right now, in Baltimore, Marilyn Mosby, she just did a little, she paid to have a parody video of the coverage it was being given to her for all of the violence that's going on, and because she apparently is a Sorosian type DA herself,
right?
And then she's out there going, "Oh, you guys just can't take a joke." But okay, I guess not. You guys have had over 300 murders in one city, right? In one city, and it's not like Baltimore's not like it's not like New York or Baltimore isn't packed as tight as those places are. So I mean. Right. You know, must have to do more with the fact that you got a lot of crime going on there. But that's
and you don't prosecute it, right?
No, yeah, Sam. So.
Well, okay. Again, Bill, when I read this news, I said, "Yep, okay, right kid, right place." They've now identified him by name, 22-year-old kid.
Yep.
Let's talk about what you and I. Assume, the people who, my neighbors, I'm sure, if they don't carry every day, they're going, how is that possible? How could a guy with a handgun stop somebody who had a rifle? Are you crazy? Have you ever thought this through? And they're trying to be thoughtful, but they're missing a bunch. What comes to mind?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, obviously, first of all, anybody who's going to carry a gun is sort of patriotic. He's sort of, cream of the crop. He's sort of somebody, he or she. And they understand one dynamic, which is that be their own first responder.
Right.
Then apparently something happened within this kid. And, I mean, it's interesting how many young kids, Nick Melly, he was 21, this kid's 22. They haven't yet developed the sort of habits that some of us might have where we're out there and we might be a little bit reluctant. So they hear shooting in a place, and for whatever reason, they decided to, I'm sure, I don't know what the Indiana concealed carry laws are like, but I'm sure that he's not obligated to protect everybody that may be around him. So I'm sure but he took it upon himself to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And he,
I believe they have constitutional carry. I believe it is now the law of the land, so this young man may not have had a carry permit. One of the things that came to mind, and people go, well, the guy with a rifle could shoot you way before you can shoot him with a handgun. I'm going, you've never thought. You do understand that the process of shooting narrows your attention. We don't have eyes in the back of our head. And as soon as we pick a firearm up in front of our face, when we focus on something and designate it as a target, we become blind to almost everything else. So this wasn't some ninja move.
No.
I don't think this was a gun battle. The guy got shot. The attacker probably never saw it happen.
Well, plus, I'm almost certain that the attacker was not a tactical response graduate.
True that.
He probably was not very experienced with his weapon or anything else. He didn't know anything about what he was doing other than he had an axe to grind, and he decided to go grind it. And unfortunately, as is always the case, whenever there is an armed citizen in place, for him, unfortunately for the attacker, the loss of life is minimized.
Yes.
It isn't completely negated because there's reaction time. And whoever's going to attack is always going to have the advantage. Because he knows what he's going to do, where he's going to do it, and when.
That's right. And in that sense, this horrific attempted mass murder is infinitely average. The average number is 2.3 victims. This was 3. All right. If you're that 0.7 person, darn it, I'm sorry we weren't there one shot earlier. But I think the attacker, or the defender, you're right, wasn't immediately in the food court where this happened. He was walking by and said, wait a minute, that sounds like what the heck? Now, again, Bill, you and I have been in conversations, it's happened to us thousands of times, and somebody walks up and joins us, and kind of, where'd that person come from? I mean, maybe we saw them in the room, but we didn't see them approach us because we're engaged in conversation. That's the same way an attacker gets defeated. He's engaged in what he thinks is one-sided combat.
Right.
And he never sees it become two-sided. Let's see. Now, that's the other thing. Bill? But the defender only had a handgun. And I'm thinking, wow, you probably haven't shot very much, because I know guys who can hit a paper plate at 20 yards all day long. I mean, there are guys who can hit a quarter at 75 feet all day long. So I'm not one of them anymore. But I think people get confused between the movies that are absurd and what they imagine. They don't realize that our neighbors do a pretty fair job.
Yeah. Well, let's pick this up on the other side. Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. There are 2,000 articles there. But from there, my writing is picked up and carried at Ammo Land, where I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
And he shows up here when he's not snorkeling. I always like it when he's not snorkeling. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we are talking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. I did a little, before we go any further on this thing, though, I did the craziest thing I've ever done in my life. Have you ever tried to carry a competition gun concealed?
No. No. Okay, so Magwell, Sights, Comp, Fast Draw Rig, too?
No, just a sticky holster.
Okay.
I concealed carried a Staccato XL 5.4-inch barrel with an optic and a magwell in a sticky holster with a pair of gym shorts and no belt.
Wow.
It was not very fun.
How'd that work out?
It did work out. I went all over the place. I went everywhere. I walked. I walked as much as I could to see if it was going to shift any. It did shift a little bit, but then again, it didn't shift that much more than anything else. The big problem was the length.
Yeah.
And that should be, you know, if I were to do like some side bends or something to my left and it bowed out on the right-hand side, I guess people would be like, wow, dude needs to go see an orthopedic surgeon. But I did that. I did that because the idea occurred to me that a competition pistol, like say in a mall. Remember when we were at the when we were in the RDS class and we were told, you know, the average length of a grocery store aisle is 25 yards.
Right.
And the thought came to me that if a competition pistol was this fast and this accurate, why wouldn't I try to carry it if I can?
Right.
Having said that, I don't know that I'll carry it on a regular basis, but I did pull it off.
Interesting. Just a regular shirt draped over the outside?
Polo.
Yeah. Oh. Not the Hawaiian shirt gambit. Okay.
No, I was wearing a pullover, Carhartt. Pullover Carhartt polo shirt.
Sure. Sure.
I like those because they have a pocket on the breast, so I can carry my glasses when I'm wearing sunglasses.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So,
Bill, now this is something I don't even know exactly how to ask it, so I'm going to stumble.
Sure.
You and I study the numbers, so we'll argue to the nearest 100,000 out of 18 million. How many people are actually carrying on the street every day? But that doesn't tell us what the average person thinks. And I wonder what the average person thinks. If we said, does anybody carry in public? And they go, well, I guess somebody does. Well, is it 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 1 million? And they nod, going, yes, somewhere in there. I wonder how we're perceived. Have you seen any numbers on that?
I have not, but I mean, I think due to what I see, like just the reaction from this kid in Indiana, because concealed is such a thing, and everybody just sort of nobody looks. I'll ask my wife, do you see a gun? And she'll be like, well, I know what I'm looking for. And I'm like, but will the average person see a gun? And she'll be like, no. And, you know, that's the thing. They don't know what they're looking for. That's one reason why I decided to do the big honking 2011 concealed carry experiment.
By the way, is that a double wide?
Yeah. 20 round magazine in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
A 45.
9mm.
9mm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. A double stack. So same width as a Glock, basically.
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting. Now, here's another, and you and I have been there. I remember at the NRA convention, I was standing next to, I think it was Don Jr., one of the two Trump sons. He was interested in getting something engraved. A friend of mine knew the engraver. We're just sitting there chatting, and Don Jr. walks up and goes, did you get that done? The guy goes, no, I'm working on it. It'll be come by this afternoon. Okay, great. And I just realized almost all the people within touching range were carrying, and this VIP walks up, and I go, I wonder if the Secret Service is just beside themselves or whether they go, not our circus, not our monkeys. We have
Was that
one.
Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw him come in there. I saw he came walking up to a booth right beside the one I was at, and I don't remember where I was, but I just first of all, I was looking at the Secret Service, and I expected to see some Efren Zimbalist Jr. types, but these were just, they looked like just young people with walkie-talkies to me. So.
Right. But, again, that's a matter of public perception.
Sure.
People who conceal carry are dangerous. I go, they're pushing strollers. What do you think we had? 15, 20,000 people carrying in that one convention center? It was split over three floors.
So what Rob is referring to, see, with whenever Trump would show up, and this started in 2016, whenever Trump would show up, you had to go through a line, and there would be a pile of concealed carry guns, and there would be a pile of vapes.
Right.
Because you couldn't take any of that stuff in there. And then you could pick up your stuff if you wanted to go. But for everybody that didn't go see the president speak, or the candidate speak in 2016, and then later the president, because he's gone every year since 2016, as far as I know.
I think.
You didn't have to, on the floor, you could carry your gun. In Indianapolis, I literally saw one guy with a gun hanging around his neck, sitting down in one of the lounges. So everybody, open carry is allowed, and concealed carry is allowed, and they just did pass...
Constitutional carry
there, but in any event, the thing with it was that when he stepped out onto the floor, when he stepped out onto the display floor,
right,
that was not a controlled area.
Yes, and I'm thinking this, and they're an awful. Well, that sheriff out of Milwaukee. His name just escaped me. The black man, Clark. He's there, and I go, man, to me, that's a celebrity. And I assumed he was armed, a sheriff.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. If they don't think about it, I'm gonna see if I can dig up a poll where someone asked the average person, because boy, they're learning a lot that they didn't know about. When we come back, there's so much more we have to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to contrast I got a contrast for you, and I want to know what you think about it when we get back. Rob is both a podcaster and the written word, and you can get it both ways. Just look him up. Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people were killed and two others were wounded when a gunman opened fire inside the food court at the Greenwood Park Mall south of Indianapolis Sunday evening. The gunman was shot and killed by an armed citizen also in the food court. An investigative report is revealing nearly 400 law enforcement and federal officials rushed to a mass shooting at a Uvalde elementary school, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour before the gunman, who took 21 lives, was finally confronted. Jury selection is scheduled to begin Monday in the trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former President Trump, who faces criminal contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the made-for-TV January 6 House Committee. We are USA Radio News. Bank of America said Monday that its second quarter profits declined 32%. The second largest U.S. bank earned $6.2 billion, down from $9.2 billion a year earlier. Swimming in an Iowa lake may be hazardous to your health.
A Missouri resident who became infected with a rare brain-eating amoeba has died. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services stated that the resident may have been exposed to the amoeba, commonly found in warm, fresh water like lakes and rivers, while swimming at the Lake of Three Fires in Taylor County, Iowa. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services is conducting testing in conjunction with the Center for Disease and Control Prevention to confirm the presence of the amoeba in the lake. They have temporarily closed it. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we are speaking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster.
You had something in mind.
Well, you know, here's the thing. This is what I have in mind. As armed civilians, we actually have sort of an advantage over our law enforcement counterparts in that, one, we don't have a chain of command.
Right.
And, two, we don't have standard operating procedure.
True.
Now, in the case of, when you look at Uvalde, right?
Yes.
And I mean, they're saying now that 400 cops responded to that.
I saw that number. I just went, wow.
You would have thought that somebody would have had the gumption to get up there and, this is why you train. When you're wearing a plate carrier, this is why you train walking in plate carrier forward. So that's the target they have. And, you go in and you're not going in there, freeze. You're not going in there, put your hands on your head. This is a rampage killer. You go in there and you seek him out and you pop him. And you shoot him until he is deanimated. And then if there's anybody left alive, if you actually got in there fast enough to maybe save somebody, then you get them out of there and you secure the scene. Now, in the case of this kid, right, he didn't have somebody saying, well, I think we need to wait on a key. Or he didn't have anybody going, I think we need to, I don't have a radio. Or I think we need to wait till we get more shields, more guns, more plate carriers.
Right.
Nobody said that to him with none of that stuff. He went in with somebody who had a disparity of force as far as his weapon, although probably not as far as what he knew how to do with it.
Right.
And he rolled in on the guy, and he stopped him, plain and simple.
Right.
And I think there's a lesson here to be had. And I know the mall down here is a Simon Mall, too, where I live. And they have a policy where they say no weapons.
Right.
However, in South Carolina, you can have a policy of no weapons, and that does not carry the force of law. You can put up the gun-free zone signs, and unless you have them at every door on the building, those don't have the force of law. And at the Simon Mall, nobody would put them all up. None of the vendors would get up there and say, okay, sure, we'll put no guns allowed signs up. They had some on the main entrances, but when you don't have them everywhere, they're just, you know, just forget about it.
Right.
So when I go in there, I carry the biggest thing I can manage to muster.
Right.
Because there's, you know, there's a lot of room in a mall. But I just look at that, and I look at this, and I'm, you know, I don't know what this kid, I think I've actually been to that mall. I think I had to go to that mall to get a cable for my Mac when we were there for the for the NRA thing. And I think the mall is huge. I had to go the entire length of the mall to get to the Apple store to get the stupid cable. But it is gigantic. I don't remember anything other than saying, I need this cable so I can download this off of onto the hard drive. And we rode out there and got it because we had driven up there. And I just remember, I think it was that particular mall. But then again, I don't remember. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I couldn't swear to it.
No. Wouldn't try.
You and I have been in enough competitions, dynamic scenarios where there's gunfire, the stage has started, we're moving, they're shooting. That's unusual for concealed carriers.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what this young defender, he was not ex-military or law enforcement. And that makes me think either he stumbled on it or he moved toward it and then went, wow, do you see what I see? That's not right. So, fascinating. In some sense, it is a tragic good guy story. This young man is probably ordinary in so many ways, and that fits my expectations of what an ordinary citizen would do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, it doesn't. I'm sure that if he had shot him six times, we would have heard that. Well, the concealed carrier shot him an excessive amount of times. I mean, that was excessive. That was excessive. Excessive. And right now, they're already out there saying he illegally carried a gun. Well, it depends on, the Simon's policy. And for those of you like me who are a member of Costco has this policy, too, where no guns are allowed, except they don't post the signs in South Carolina. So if they do notice you carrying a gun, well, they'll likely ask you to leave and then get rid of the gun and come back in. But they have to catch you carrying a gun. And since, you know, we do have open carry now, I don't.
Right.
So, you know, I carry with the best of them when I go in there, and but the point you make is pretty interesting, because most of the people who actually do that are not the very heavily trained individual, are they?
No, they're our neighbor. What that sign does is lets the police make the gang members leave the mall. Because what the mall wants to do is stop two gangs from going at it in the courtyard.
Sure.
Gotcha. Okay. See, the sign here says, okay, now the cops and the mall cops can go do their thing. Do you want to jump into Bill 1808?
We can. I don't even know what it is. We got 2.5 minutes. Go.
Oh, all right. Well, the House Judiciary Committee, Michael Bloomberg, here's the November election coming up.
Oh.
He's an anti-gun billionaire. He goes, look, I'm going to lose my Democrat-controlled majority in both houses and the White House here pretty quick. So it's an assault weapons ban. There's a companion
magazine
capacity ban.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of old features, a few new features, so it lists all the features you can't have. An adjustable stock somehow makes a gun more deadly.
Mm.
And then it lists, but the so-and-so model, so they're listed both by feature and by name. What it requires for magazines is that new magazines be serialized with a date stamp. so that they can tell pre-ban and post-ban.
And how are they going to know where that parameter is, or that line? Where's that going to be? Who's going to make that one? I actually got pulled into a Telegram chat on that.
Oh.
I mean, even the Texas turncoat, John Cornyn, told them after they voted on their little BSCA bill that they just passed, he said, that's it, that's all, no more. I mean, that's a statement that he made. That was as far as they were willing to go. I still don't like it. I kind of suspected that that might be a little ploy they were playing, where they're like thinking, well, we sure suckered them into something because we gave them something, but it's not going to amount to nothing, so we'll be okay. And that'll be their rationalization. But they're not going to get the votes for it in the Senate. And I, you know, sorry. Sorry.
When we come back, I have a theory, a political theory. Look, I understand why Bloomberg did it. It was a Hail Mary pass.
Yeah.
But there are lots of reasons. We'll talk after the break.
Absolutely. Tell everybody how to find you before the break.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Short little 20-minute podcast. I'm the co-host on the Ensemble Polite Society podcast. Did we ever have an episode under 90 minutes? My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. 2,000 articles are waiting for you there. But from there, my writing is often picked up at Ammoland Shooting Sports News. I also get to write the weekly Armed Citizens column, where we look in depth on how your neighbors did when they defended themselves.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we have been talking to and continue to speak with writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. He just brought up 1808, which I knew about the bill they had passed in the House, which, did it actually pass by four votes? Is that, four or five votes? What, do you know?
I thought it was still in markup. It was going to be voted on Wednesday.
Okay.
But here's what I thought was interesting. And tell me, to the gun control crowd and the Democrats that Bloomberg pays for, it's sort of a win-win because of the media spin they're going to put on it.
Sure.
They're going to say, if they pass it and there is no attack, they'll go, see, we prevented a disaster. Our bill stopped violence. If there is an attack, they'll go, oh, but see, it would have been much worse with that if it weren't for our bill. So they're gonna put us. It reminds me of the guys that used to say, give me money and I'll make it rain. And if they'll do the same whether the bill passes or not.
Well, I mean, I know what their talking points are going to be, but here's their problem. This is their big problem. So in Illinois and in New York, you had two rampage events.
Yes.
With all the gun control in the world. You had in Chicago, you had FOID cards, you had red flag orders, you had a semi-automatic ban, or as they call it, an assault weapon ban. You had everything you could possibly want for that. In New York State, they have everything else besides that, too. Both had red flag orders. Both were school-age children who got locked up into quarantine when they were both teenagers. One was younger than the other. And that percolated, and it became a thing, and then all the gun control in the world, background checks included, failed to stop a shooting. So bans are not, and this is the thing about this, banning these means, what does it mean? Does it mean that they're going to go and confiscate all of them? Because that's a logistical impossibility. Guns exist. That genie is out of the bottle.
Yep.
So if they were to actually go out there, and if we actually were stupid enough to let them have all the guns and everything, that means there would be two groups of people that had guns, criminals and the government. And we know what the criminals are going to do, and we have seen in the past when a government, whenever they have that, and I'm, considering what I keep seeing about,
Uvalde?
Well, not just Uvalde. I guess the way the Democrats try to characterize people that don't think like they do. Like, if I get out there and I say, what's the definition of a woman? Are you transphobic? Well, no, I just want to know what you define a woman as.
Right.
That means I'm this, and that means I must be killed. right? I'm a desperate fascist and I have to be killed. So, yeah, I'm not really down for that. So, they have crime all over the world. There is no moral high ground to having your head caved in with a tire iron versus being shot. Killed is killed. Banning semi-automatic weapons is only going to mean, you banned something that came in behind being beaten to death and being knifed to death, and so you're not really going to have any effect on, you know.
Haven't we had semi-auto firearms for 140 years?
Something like that. And we've also had an assault weapon ban before.
Right.
Which proved to be much ado about nothing because they didn't. I'm almost certain they did not expect that one to sunset. I would have to guess.
Interesting. I'll have to look up the legislative history of the assault weapons ban bill. They're going to do it. It's clearly unconstitutional in light of the Supreme Court's recent ruling. And if I were a Republican running for office, I would be all over that, like white on rice.
Yeah.
They're breaking the rules. They don't care about laws. They're ramming this through. That's tyranny of Democrats. It's what we've come to expect. And if I were a pro-gun Democrat, I would back away so far from this because there are a lot of new gun owners a lot of them are independents. Minority women are now equally represented as gun owners, and you want to tell them to go that you want their guns.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting political point.
Yeah.
And you brought it up just a minute ago about guns all over the world. Did you see where they did a public survey in Mexico? 58% of Mexicans would like to be able to have a firearm inside their home. I didn't know it was that high in the United States.
Well, let's talk about Mexico for a minute, because Mexico had the Auto Defensas, which was a paramilitary group where law-abiding people in Mexico could not get weapons.
Right.
You had to go to one gun shop. It was the only one of its kind. It was run by the military in Mexico City. It could not be a caliber that had ever been used by the military. And yet, the Auto Defensas had guns of all kinds. The head of them, he was running around with an FNFAL. Big.
Wow.
7.62 by 51. Colt pattern, 1911s all over the place. I mean, everything in between, semi-automatics, fully automatic, because their southern border is pretty porous, and they get all kinds of guns up in there. So, in an event where good guys could not get guns, and the Auto Defensas came out to fight the drug cartels.
Right.
And they were heavily targeted. And then they got arrested by Mexican government authorities. And the last time I saw the head of the Auto Defensas, he was an MD. And they shaved everything off of him and stuck him in jail.
Yep.
So, when you get out there, even when everything is banned, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Right. Means that won't be owned legally. Let's see, was there anything else before we... Anyway, you're right. That border, I think of the drugs as moving freely across our border. I'm wrong. Everything moves freely across that border.
Absolutely,
From all around the world. What else? Where should we go? There we go. This just tickled my funny bone because the Associated Press finally agreed that, you know, the word assault rifle and assault weapon, that's pejorative. It's not clear what that is. It's like saying bad gun. We shouldn't have bad guns. Well, great. What's a bad gun? Well, it's a gun that's really bad. So they've taken it off their style sheet. Good for them, but they don't really know the difference. And in fact, rather than say automatic weapon, now they're, or semi-auto, they'll say a gun that fires one time for each time the trigger's pulled. It's a lot of words to put in, but that's the only thing that their readers understood.
I know, and let's make this perfectly clear. If a law enforcement guy has it, it's a patrol officer, and if we have it, it's an assault weapon in the views of the left. But here's the thing. Police officers are allowed to overwhelm a subject with numbers.
Yeah.
They have communications. They get swarm in on them. The only time that has ever was in North Hollywood one time, two guys, they sort of knocked them off balance, and then they swarmed them with numbers. Even though they had numbers to begin with, those guys sort of turned the flip the switch on them. But they swarmed them with numbers. So if it's good for a guy who can make one call and have a whole bunch of buddies ride in like the cavalry with patrol rifles, why is it not good for me to have the personal defense weapon myself? Because I'm going to have to do it by myself. And with that, we run out of time.
Oh, who's coming up?
Dan.
Ah,
Dan is coming up. Dan never goes snorkeling, you know. Thank you very much for joining me today. Yes, sir. Yes, Rob Morris, writer, podcaster. Find his stuff, written word and the audio word. I mean, it's just a full suite of things. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. We're going to catch up on what is the latest with this thing in Indiana, the latest with Uvalde, and all the reactions that are going on therein. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.